Let us pray. Gracious Father, we want to thank you, Father, for the class, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for every student that's hearing the sound of my voice. Father, we want to ask you, Father, that you let us hear things we never heard and see things we never seen. We pray, Father, that your glory be in this class right now, God. Father, last but not least, Father, we want to thank you for the apostle and the first family who made all this possible right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank them right now, Father, for this opportunity to teach your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. We got the first and second students, right? All right. Second year students, you had prayer last semester. First year students, your first semester in prayer. But, you know, we're under the apostle and we're under his glory now. So prayer is going to be taught from a whole other aspect. Everything we learned last semester, throw it out. All right. Of course, this course is prayer. And we're going to look at prayer from a different aspect in this particular class. I heard a guy to be a doctor. They got called him by the name of Dr. Truth. And I heard what he said to some inmates of the DCI. It's very unique. It's biblical, but they're using biblical things to teach psychology. And one of the things he was teaching or telling the inmates is about, he was asking about something. He said he saw it. He said, how do you know that's what it is? He said, I saw it. He said, how do you know what it is? He said, I saw it. He said, no, you didn't see it. He said, because you can't see with your eyes. You got to see with your heart. Your eyes are just what you use to visualize it. But what you actually see, you got to hear with your heart, or you got to hear with your spirit, man. So in prayer, that's what we're going to deal with. We're going to deal with this prayer from a whole other aspect. We're going to find out what prayer is. We're going to find out what prayer is not. We're going to find out different, what the purpose of prayer, all types of things. First of all, prayer, you're going to hear this repeatedly. Prayer is not designed to get your needs met. Prayer is not designed to get you out of trouble. It will, but it's not what it's designed for. Prayer is not designed for you to get your dream car, your dream house. Alright? Prayer is not designed for entertainment. You know, many of you came, if you came out of the traditional church, you many of us are forget being a young man, never forget, and I was on the junior deacon board. And the whole church, you had a left-hand side and a right-hand side. And every church started, the person who sits on the right-hand side is the one that read the scripture. But the one that's on the left is the one who had to pray. We used to fight with our right feet. Because we didn't want to pray. I'm going to tell you why. Because for me, I couldn't sing. I still can't sing. All right? But I saw how they prayed. I said, no, I can't pray like that. Them boys thought it good when they pray. Father in heaven, hear y'all once more and again. The heart of them. I said, no, I can't do that. So I didn't want to pray. So I grew up thinking this is what prayer was. You understand? And many of us, we really don't know what prayer is. We think, you know, like I say, it's not to get you out of trouble. It's not to get your house in trouble. We're going to find out what prayer is. Let's look at some things about prayer before we begin. I want to use my apostle as an example as I start. Because many people, especially young preachers, ministers across the world, they see the apostle. And they are amazed at his anointing. They are amazed at how he flies, how he dresses, what he lives in, and all his testimonies. But they miss out on the most key factor out of his whole life. And he tells them all across the country, he has one secret to his success. Let me tell you what it is. Prayer. If you want to see, or if you want to know what the secret to any great man or woman of God is, follow him in prayer life. You will never catch the apostle not in prayer. You'll never catch him not in the presence of God. And I want you to understand, God is not a respectful person. So the same thing he'd do for the apostle, guess what? He'll do it for you. But you have to follow that same protocol. You with me? Alright. Write this down. Prayer runs all spiritual matters. Catch it now. Prayer runs all spiritual matters. So anything from your family, anything from your finances, anything to your job, anything to your career, your home, it all runs through prayer. So wherever you are in either aspect of that, what I just said, find out where your prayer life is at. Marriage, relationship, career. Well, where's your prayer life at? Your prayer life is going to detect where you are in life, because prayer runs all spiritual matters. This is why we must stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. The Bible always talks about man should always what? Always pray. I just told you the secret to apostles. The apostle is what? Always praying. When he's on vacation, you hear him tell you he's what? Always praying. When he's flying in the air, getting ready to preach, guess what he's doing? Always praying. When he's in the car, heading to where he's going to preach at, guess what he's doing? Always praying. When he comes here on Sunday morning, he's being groomed with that time rolls up. Guess what he's doing? Always praying. When he's sitting in the office before he come out to even get out here to preach, guess what he's doing? Always praying. So now you understand why he's so anointed. Why the glory moves the way it does? Because he's doing what? Always praying. Guess what? The same thing that happened to you. But you got to be what? Always praying. You're that simple. Watch. Prayer is fellowship with the one unseen. Prayer is fellowship with the one that's unseen. In other words, you pray to someone that you can't see, but you know it is. That's when prayer becomes power. You got to get to the point that when you're praying or in the spirit or talking to God, some God don't think you're crazy. You can be in your work having a conversation, just talking. Yes, Lord, I do it, Lord. Here's the power that I do it. Somebody passed by, I do it, Lord. Who you talking to? I'm talking to the Lord. See, prayer is fellowship with the unseen one. Now, that's what prayer does. It's the power of the eternal word that has been placed at prayer disposal. It's the power of an eternal world that has been placed at prayer disposal. In other words, anything you need from the eternal world, you can get, but only through prayer. Anything that's in eternal disposal is to you, but it's only through prayer. What is it that you need this evening? You ain't got to say nothing, but what is it? What is it that you need God to do for you? What is it that you're trying to break through in? What deliverance do you need? Whatever it is, it's only going to be done through prayer. I like this. Prayer is the channel for all blessings. We're going to get to the book a little bit, but something is going to come out the book until we're in the glory prayer. I say prayer is the channel for all blessings. The Lord will help us tie this thing in with glory. I know he is, as we go. I say prayer is the channel for what? All blessings. Now, I remember being in a service, and the apostle said this. He's dealing with glory and with worship. And he said, when you lift your hands become the what? Boy, y'all be listening. It's the antenna. I said, okay, Lord, I see it. See, when you worship or lift your hand, it's the what? Some of y'all have DirecTV and Cox Cable. I want you to DirecTV. How many of y'all got DirecTV? All right. If you got DirecTV for last week or so, you couldn't catch Channel 9, right? Because you couldn't watch no football, you couldn't watch no tennis, you couldn't do nothing because DirecTV say we ain't dealing with y'all, right? All right. So, you got DirecTV, but there was nothing showing on your channel. Because the signal to the satellite was cut off. All right? So, I see now in prayer, Pastor says, when you lift your hands become the what? And that gets God's attention, right? That's important. It took God, right? But in order for you to have an attention, you got to have a channel. Prayer now is that channel that the blessings come through. But as you pray, the first thing that happens, you're going to get through. As you pray now, worship and praise, and your hand becomes your channel. Now it has something to flow through. You don't just have an antenna unless you got something to try to go through. Oh, boy. You don't have a radio antenna on your car just to have one. You got an antenna because it has to give you a what? To get to a certain. Yeah, now we're talking now. We're talking about glory to God. Watch it up. Watch this. Prayer is the secret power. It's the secret to power and life. Prayer is the secret to power and life. Prayer is the secret to power and to life. Prayer gives you the right to take hold of Him and His strength. That's a good one. Prayer gives you the right to take hold of Him and His strength. Now, the average church, the average traditional church won't understand that. That's not too much to shout about. But, Lord, that's a mouthful. That when you know how to pray and pray correctly, it gives you the right to take hold of Him and His strength. You see, when Jacob wrestled with the Lord, he said, Lord, I ain't let you go to your what? To your blessing. That means you got a right to hold on to God. Lord, I ain't letting go till you bless me. See, when you get the presence of God, it's like you got a right to His power and strength. Shake my hand, brother. Lord. When you get a power right, that means you, ooh, Lord Jesus, you and God shake hands. And I got a right to come home of His power and His strength. And God, let me go. No, Lord. I got a right to take hold of your power and your strength. And whatever I need now, I can bring it with me. From the 7 to 8, bring it. Watch. The promises of God cannot be fulfilled if we don't get far enough in the spirit realm to receive. See, they got certain things that God wants to do for you, that if you don't know how to pray and pray correctly, it'll never come into existence. They got certain things I'm telling y'all you will not receive until you learn how to pray and pray right. They got things, Lord, I guess I can describe it. There's a traffic jam in heaven trying to get to you now, but God can't give it to us because we're not praying properly. I believe that when we leave out of school, there's some things you've been praying for. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna say you leave the school. We just do it. Tonight when you leave here. Hey, like, I'm sorry. My pastor can't be better than that. Not like when you leave here. No. I see it. There's a scripture we're going to get to. All right. Yeah. Go to Philippians 3. We're going to get back to that now. Hallelujah. So if we get to that now we're going to lose it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Prayer, the whole purpose of prayer, in simple words, is this. It's to have an intimate relationship with God. Just that simple. It's to have an intimate relationship with God. And I'm going to revert back to what I said earlier. Prayer is not for you to get your car, to get your house. That's what comes when you become intimate with Him. You take care of my business, I take care of. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, all His righteousness, and all these things shall be. You see, that's what comes. But we have to become intimate with God. Philippians 3, verse 10. You all know it. That I may what? Know Him. That's it right there. That's my whole purpose of prayer, is that I know Him. When I know Him, I know His purposes. I know His plans. I know His desires. I know His ways. See, for those of you who are married, with dating and dating, I can use that too. Especially when you're dating. We mess up after we do dating and get them. So, when you're dating, you want to know Him. Especially you want to take to next level. I want to know you. What you like to listen to? What kind of music you like? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? You like sports, don't like sports. So see, I want to know you. So when you go to work, you get the work, I got them plate will fly when you say you like I have sent to the job for you. Yeah. Because I want to know you, because I'm trying to become intimate with you. It will take that time to get in the mood for. How much more should we become intimate with God in the spirit? See, if we're going to find out what moves a person in the natural, I need to find out God what moves you. Lord, what turns you on? Lord, how can I get in your presence? How can I get to a place where you can hold me in your bosom? Lord, have mercy. That I may know him. All right? And when you get to know him, now there are some secrets that he can reveal to you. When you get to know him, there are some secrets now that he can reveal to you. There's a scripture, I believe, in Deuteronomy or somewhere, I can't recall it right now, but he said there's some things that belong to God, but there's some secret things that he want to reveal to you. See, that only comes, ooh, Lord, that only comes from an intimate relationship. I said that only comes from an intimate relationship. I said that only comes from an intimate relationship. I think you still get it. I said, only come from an intimate relationship. See, you got certain things that I'm not only going to tell my wife. Because we intimate, I know she or tell nobody. And your husband. You know what I'm saying? There are certain things that are so intimate that I can only tell it with you. But God the same way. Ah, Lord Jesus. He said, look, I got this revelation, Brother Carter, but since you ruined me, I'm only sharing this secret with you. I'm going to tell it to you, and when I tell it to you, listen, just run with that revelation and watch over doors for you. See, man said it all the time, the prophet says it all the time. Why did God choose him to mother cover? He wasn't only a man alive. Why did he just choose him? Because he told you what he did every day since he got saved. Lord, I'm in your word. Lord, I'm becoming more intimate with you. I'm trying to find out more about you. And the more, the more you try to find out about a person, the more they give themselves to you. Yes, Lord. Now, watch this. Now, we said we want to be intimate with him, right? But when sin came in, man also sinned against God, breaking his communion with him. So, the key thing is here, is if in order to have communion with him, ain't no other way to say it, you can't have no sin in your life. I ain't saying you couldn't miss it. I said you can't have no sin in your life. Because it stinks in God's nostrils. It's like having an old, beautiful house and just garbage cans with maggots everywhere in the house. The house is beautiful, but it just stinks. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's how it is that. But all along, when we try to hide some things from God that we ain't got right, and now when we pray, Lord, all of a sudden we take scriptures and pray, and God knows, the Bible says God doesn't look at man's outside, but it's a man's what? Heart. So now when you pray, God knows your heart ain't right when you pray, you think to God. And God said, no, I can't answer that. I can't do that for you. That's why the scripture, Psalm 135 says, search me, O Lord. Oh, Lord. Is there anything in me? You know, bring us up. Lord, take it. Don't say it. I said, Lord, if there's anything in me, there shouldn't be. Remove it right now. Ooh, there it is. Somebody tagged you. That answer. Because you had to miss a lot of stuff in there shouldn't be. I'm not talking about a adultery or nothing like that. I'm talking about you could have been gospel. You could have said something you shouldn't have said. You might have been mad at somebody and haven't forgave them yet. So I'm talking about those. He said, Lord, those things are in you. That can get into your prayer. Unforgiveness, unbelief, doubt, gossip, backbiting, being proud, and, you know, pray with a God, Jesus. I'm happy when a person gets blessed, man. I can't wait to do what I see other people do, man. Man of God sitting right there, bro. Cool, but now I want the witness. He said, I don't care about the fourth pig. I don't want to be willing to do it next. You see what I'm saying? You got to be happy with somebody. You can't go, no. And then you want to go home and pray. stupid. Who does God desire to have communion with? He desires to have an intimate communion with those who fear Him. God wants to have an intimate relationship with those who fear Him. You have in your book for your note purposes, Psalm 25:14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him and will show them His covenant." When you fear God, watch this here. You would love everything He loves and hate everything He hates. Now, I said, you would love everything He loves and hate everything He hates. Let's bring it to the natural. So I always like trying to use a natural example so you can understand the spiritual example. All right? With the apostle, he just moves in the spirit as God put him. Look, I come here, I don't know if I'm going to teach him. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? He just don't know what's going to happen. So, he's been moving. He dealt with prayer. He dealt with praise and worship. And he dealt with grace. And he dealt with the cross. He dealt with the blood. And he dealt with the glory. And in that process, many people fell off. Because they didn't understand the transition. All right? So, with those who fell off, some of them preachers, some of them our brothers, their teammate members. Now, watch what I'm about to say now. The natural side. So when they left, guess what position they put me in, or put us in? The brother. No. You left, which means you disagreed with the apostle. All right? So now, because you left and didn't leave right, you left out of disrespect. So now, the apostle has to take his hands off of you. No longer give him up on you, and you're on your own. So because I'm connected to the apostle, we can't even have to go no more. We can't come on the phone no more. Because you're connected to my apostle. Now, if I'm about to disconnect in a ministry from a man, that's not saying my man of God's apostle, how much more? You don't have to hate what God hates and live what God loves. See, many people are missing their financial blessing now. I'm going to say it. It's because they can't receive the money coming message from a man that they're giving from them. God gave it to them. The blessing, your blessing is in his mouth. You got to live what God loves. What's the scripture say? You cannot curse nothing that I bless, and you can't bless nothing that I wet. So I'll curse. So in other words, you gotta love what I love and hate what I hate. So if you can't love what I love and hate what I hate, then it says you pray because I can't hear you. I'll tell you what, you let somebody disconnect properly in the wrong way, and the problem find out we sitting there eating dinner. See how fast. All right, you got that. Watch this. Many believers try to establish an intimate relationship with God, but still live in sin. They have secrets that God disapproves of. I told you, we have to clean it up. I told you, it had to be a thing just super major. You know, because the first thing we start thinking about sin, who she with, who is with. No, man. You could be eating too much. You could be watching the wrong thing. All right. Now, many great men, there's a book that they had, we read a while back, about why the great men fall, and they begin to give reasons why great men fall. But through studying this, I found out the one answer. And it's very simple. Why do they lose their fire? Why do they fall? Why do they miss it? The answer to the question turns out to be one simple thing. Their neglect of their communion and relationship with God. Their neglect of their communion and relationship with God. This is why the apostle is so strong about not missing service. Because the more you miss, I don't care if it's two or three Sundays, especially with the progression he's on, the more you miss, the more you get behind. You see, that's why he's very careful that when he travels and goes on vacation, he always makes sure he prays. You can't take no time out. God, time out. I'm on vacation. Because that's a trick of the enemy. Because the more, see, the flesh war, we're going to get into this in a minute. The flesh war don't want to pray nowhere. I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But the flesh really don't want to pray. And the flesh knows, see, it's like, I was on the trans diet. I got to get back home. All right? But what it does is, each week, you progressively lose a meal, I think it is. You lose a meal. You have breakfast, a snack, lunch, snack, and dinner. But each week, you take one away. All right? But it works. It's real good. But it can't be something you want to try. It has to become a lifestyle. All right? Why? Because once you get away from it for about a couple of days and say, that smoking Burger King sure smells good. I don't even eat Burger King. But it starts smelling good to you. Well, one waffle ain't going to hurt. I mean, I've been doing good. Eat that one waffle. Man, I wonder if Tony's got some crabs today. Oh, they got snow crabs. And, oh, Lord Jesus. Ball shrimp. Well, look. I just don't eat nothing Saturday. I'm going to go ahead and eat it tonight. So what happens is, you're progressively getting away from what you normally do. That's how it is with prayer if you're not careful. If you're not careful, you get away from it, you'll gradually, you know, find yourself, one moment, you're not careful, the flesh, you got it going on, you're doing good, you sing the song, you're in the car, showing your glory. Boy, you got your worship music going because you're praying. Your spirit man is built up. But unless you start praying and everything, and not when you know it, you ain't seeing so many glory no more. Now you, we go show the world. You know, boosting. You know, you're doing boosting now. Lord help me. No, but I'm saying what I'm saying is, though, if you're not careful, when you start banging by like that, You start reverting back to old ways because you start praying. Think about it. Men are to what? I'm talking when you get up in the morning, while you're riding your car, while you're at work, when you're coming home, when you're washing dishes. I ain't saying you gotta blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying that. But constantly keeping him on your mind. You know, every night, Lord, thank you. What Lord bless you with? What about you gonna thank you? See, that's what I'm talking about having an intimacy because it keeps you safe. All right? I'm telling you, not the spirit will jump on you. You singing great, then you swinging 2 days the next day. Look, it has to become a priority. All right? But let me go back, because I want to hear this. A moral value of standing is a biblical belief we practice daily. If our relationship with God is a moral value in our lives, then we should be seeking His faith and praying every day. This is why it's so important. Whoever your pastor is, or whoever you're following, because everybody here does not belong to Word of Life, and they need it as well. Pastor always says, some things will be caught and not taught. All right? So, listen to your man of God, and this thing that pastor, he said something a while back, and I hope the man of God here caught it. You know, he was telling people how he, when he first said it, I caught it. He said, yeah, I take my family every day, they got to report to me that they pray. So what do you say? You doing, huh? It's okay. So, Lord, I'm going to take responsibility for my family. My brother, my sister-in-law, my mom, my wife, my children, those who are connected close to me. You know, I said, okay, Lord, because watch what happens. This leads me to my next point. So, I started doing that. So, what that does is, that makes me become what? Accountable. Because now, they're looking for me to bring until they have or the kids, I just fish or they take whatever, look at it every day. All right? So, guess what happened? What happened one day? We was doing something, and I got busy. I forgot to take everybody. So, guess what happened? They take me. what the scripture for today is? What we read? What we praying about? You understand? I said, okay, Lord. So, now, I had to make sure that this thing became a what?
priority in my life. See, prayer has to be a priority. In other words, some of you get up, got to get kids together, you got to get kids, or got to get dressed and all that kind of good stuff. And say, Lord, I ain't got time to pray in the morning. Yeah, yes, you do. You got to make that thing a priority. In other words, you may have to get up 15, 20 minutes early. If you don't got an early person, when you get up in the morning and head to work, don't stop listening to Wicked Smile for the joke of the day. You can't listen to Steve Harvey, and you can't listen to Tom Jordan to my Black America News and all that. No, turn the radio on and pray. See, it has to become a priority. See, everything, you set that car to get up and go to work, don't you? Set that to talk to God. Yeah. You're going to make sure at 12 o'clock, look, window closed, lunch break. Not a problem there. Just say, Lord, thank you for the lunch break. Just keep him on your mind. You're going to see how Jesus was in a little bit, if we have time, which we not. All right? Yes, Lord. The first calling of every believer is to have an intimate communion with God. The first calling. What I said? The first calling of every believer is to have an intimate communion with God. Your first calling is not to join the choir. Your first calling is not to be a greeter. Your first calling is not to join the Tigola Deacon Board or become a minister. That's not your first calling. Your first call is to have an intimate communion with God, because once you have an intimate communion with God, you will then find out what your purpose and plan is for your life. You may find out He didn't call you to be a greeter. He called you to be something else. You understand what I'm saying? But you will never know this until, the best example I can give you, if you get a box, well, we don't read directions no way, but let's say you got to put something together, all right, and you get this box, the first thing you're supposed to look for is the whip, instructions, because they know how this thing works, put together, how it works. Well, that's what an intimate relationship with God does for us. He made you, so we know how to put it together and know it works. We try to put, I don't know about that stuff, man, I don't know manual work, but you try to put how to go, a little known something, whatever, I told you, I don't know. Whatever, you try to put something that don't belong, that's why I do buy no instructions. I see it, man. That's how we understood. We just put stuff things that the word don't belong, because we don't have no relationship with God, so they tell us how it goes. And then that's supposed to be a man, you're going to have parts left over. You, well, we don't need that no way. You're going to put in the box, man. That's just going to Lord, help me. This is number one priority and the most difficult one to keep up. For those around, who don't know how to help in any way to be closer to them, rather they become angry when they are not the center of your attention. It is so amazing to me. I like talking about myself, because I don't want to think nobody talking about this, but I'll talk about me. It's amazing how, when you in the world, how people consider you. Tell me now, y'all may be saying it. You the life of the party. Man, what? Party didn't start till you get there. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing how it was party. People just loved you when you went to football game parties at the people's houses, and you brought the crowd on and the booze pause. Boy, y'all doing it. It was, yeah! Boy, you doing it. Put on the blues, hole in the wall. Everybody having a good time. Yeah! They love you getting drunk. You been laughing at that. Man, $2. Come on, y'all. But it's amazing that when you start to get to know God, when you start to pray, when you start to read, hey, what's wrong with you? I never said, why have you been angry with me now when I'm trying to become closer to God? Now I'm strange. Now I'm super spiritual because I want better for my life. That's why I got to stay close to God, because people think, people will get angry with you. Let me get this note right quicker. We got to run out of time. Lord have mercy. Time flies when you're having fun. I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to get out of here with this. I told you I'm going to tell you why people don't pray. One more reason why, for people not praying, is that nothing meaningful or special happens during prayer time. So it is not exciting as they confess. In other words, most people, they pray. See, people read the Bible. We're going to get out here and mention. People read the Bible, and they just lose their mind. When people pray, they think that when they're praying, that an angel is going to be standing over them. I hear you, my child. They think a light will come out of the room to say, you have your answer. But that ain't how that happens. So, because it don't happen that way, people think nothing's happening when they pray. Let me give y'all something. We're going to close. Let me mess this up right quick. Y'all remember Moses, right? All right, Moses and the people out there running. People around after me and everything. And I just look for him. They hit the Red Sea. And everybody's scared. They mad and all that. Now, let me show you what y'all see. Moses, what we going to do? How long are we going to do? People mad. Moses, take it wrong. Stretch it out. And the Bible says that the sea open, right? Now, most people, when they read that, this is what they automatically assume. They were Moses stuck that rod out. You got many people way behind them chasing them now. They're coming after them. And they stuck the rod out. The first thing people imagine is this. The water said, and they went on through. No. That's what happened. We stuck out the rod. It took time for the water to peel itself back. It didn't just open. Many times people think prayers when they pray. The seas are going to open. But once you start praying, listen to me. Just because you don't see it, but guess what? It's something coming back. God, our Lord Jesus. It may not be doing as fast as you want it to move. But I'm going to the ground. Just keep praying. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. And eventually, it's going to open up and say, now come on in. Oh, Lord, I know. So you got to see it. That's our prayers now. So, be encouraged out there when you're praying. That when you're praying, that, look, you ain't hearing no thunder, you ain't hearing no lightning, but when you get up, Lord, I know it's happening right now. So, whatever you believe in God for, go ahead and prepare for it now. You know what I'm telling you? Go ahead, you got a way of power you're praying for. Go ahead and clean the room for the head is back on in. Do you hear me? If you believe in God, go ahead and clean the closet. Get some new bad sheets and legs. Somebody's a picture of you, man. Just so you believe in God for those years, go ahead and find your table for the car. Because I don't think you don't need to see when you see the car. The car is so much better, man. Goodbye.